congregation. There's something about the first few pews, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then the pastor comes out to see you anyway. So who is this guy? I'm a member of the Tillman Lutheran. Pastor Steve Leiser is my name, and Pastor John has asked me to supply today. It's an honor to be with you in this capacity. It really is. I've been told to make sure I introduce my wife, Jenny. There she is. I'll try not to use her during the sermon, but often I do. When I talk about my spouse, pardon? Right, and I'm not supposed to call her my better half or the spousal unit. Well, there you go. Now, this is the work of the people. I am going to rely on you. I would suspect that I'll do some things that John doesn't do, or it's no reflection on anybody. It's just what I'm used to doing. So if I miss something, let's practice. Raise your hand. Go ahead. Raise your hand. And be willing to say, wait a minute, let's redo that. It's all okay. We'll be fine. Well, let's move to the font. Oh, thank you. If I make a mistake, which I'm liable to do, just if it bothers you, just raise your hand, let me know. Just like you just did.
Okay.
That's good. Perfect way to do it. This is the work of the people, right?
Right.
Glad you're here. So have we done the music for preparing?
Yes.
Well, let's move forward to the font. Please rise if you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our life and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks.
O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and placed us in a well-watered garden, in the desert, among the pools of water full of parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the good shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you washed us when Jesus flew inside, and on this day, you shower us again with the water of life.
We praise you for your salvation through water, the water in this font, and for all water everywhere, especially the Yucena River, the Pacific Ocean, the Alsea River. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy all our thirst,
and give us the life only you can give.
You be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our living water, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Our gathering hymn is number 632, found in the Red Room.
Thank you.
of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ.
One of my most favorite parts of every service is the children's message. And so I would invite anybody who is a child of God. And they can be this tall or this tall to come forward at this time. Cow is? More or less, everybody knows what a cow is, right? Well, I'm going to tell you a story about a cow. It's a short story. The cow's name was Betty, for lack of any other name, because I forget. But we're going to call the cow Betty, right? And Betty lived at a children's petting zoo. Do you know what those are? And Betty was this really nice cow. People would come, little kids would come and they'd pet Betty, and she was very nice. Everybody loved Betty. The whole town loved Betty. And when it came to be Betty's birthday, one of the town businesses brought a whole bucket of money to the children's room, a whole bucket. And the bucket of money was going to be used to feed Betty for the coming year. They're going to buy enough. There's enough money to buy food for Betty for the whole year. It's a lot of money because cows eat a lot. Well, they brought the bucket up and they presented it to Betty. And you know what Betty did? She reached out and she started eating the money. It was shocking. She ate the money, yeah, and she turned around and walked away. Didn't even say thank you. Now, there's a difference between you and Betty, between you and a cow, right? Because my guess is, if I were to give you some money, you would say thank you, right? Should we practice that? Okay, let's practice. Now, the rest of the congregation right now is saying, we wish we came up there. If more money came your way, how would you feel? If we started showering you with money, would you feel pretty good? Let's do this. Just a couple more for you. 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 You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we're being showered with money. It could be anything, but what happens if even more came your way? How would you feel? Really good. Okay, let's do it. Well, they're really wishing they came forward now.
Okay.
You're welcome. So, showered with gifts, weren't you?
Yeah.
Were you expecting it?
No.
God often does the same thing with gifts. God showers us with gifts. Have you known that? Everything you have is a gift from God. Now, one of the ways we say thank you to God is to say thank you, right? We do that in prayer. We also say thank you to God by sharing the gifts that God shares with us. You don't have to. Youth are going to go with Brenda.
Rhonda.
Rhonda, and I know you for 10 years. Rhonda to Sunday school. What I'd like you guys to discuss is, and you guys can go if you'd like.
No.
No. Discuss how, if you'd like to share that gift, if you would, if you don't, that's okay. And if you do want to share it, how would you share it? You think about that? You get to decide, but it's your, I gave it to you, right? It's yours. You get to decide. We're going to do a clapping for it. Don't drop the money. Ready?
first reading is from Zephaniah 1, 7, 12 through 18. A reading from Zephaniah, now hear the word. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guest. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm. Their wealth shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter, the warrior cries aloud there. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring such distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his passion, the whole earth will be consumed. For a terrible end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, you have been a refuge from one generation to another. Turn us back to the dust and say, turn back, O children of earth.
For a thousand years it is a sign like yesterday, when it is past, and like a wash in the night.
You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass.
In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered.
For we are consumed by your anger. We are afraid because of your wrath. When you are angry, all our days are gone. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The power of your wrath, who rightly fears your indignation.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Our second reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. Hear now the word. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us stay awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel lesson is from Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30.
Glory to you, Lord.
For it is as if a man went on a journey, summoned his slaves, and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? And you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated. There's a part of my sermon where I have trouble. Talk about this little girl who is not kind to her brother, and I talk about, and there's, I'm talking about appreciation and refreshing. I always forget those two words. You'll know, because I'll go. You'll say, appreciate, and refresh. Maybe I'll get through it. We'll see. My friends, we are responsible about how we live. Well, I know. Life can be unkind. At the same time, we can be incredibly lucky. Still, I believe we're responsible how we approach life's up and downs. We're responsible for the choices we make. I would like to say that my parents is their fault. They're responsible for the choice that I just made. Or, for sure, my kids. My kids can make me make bad choices. It's their fault. Maybe Jenny. She wouldn't agree, though. Maybe it's the universe. Maybe the universe is responsible for the choices I made. Some people use the excuse, the devil made me do it. I can assure you, the devil never made you do anything. But that reminds me of the story. And I heard this story a few years back about a little girl who was having problems with her brother. She was mad. So she began to tease him. And then she pulled his hair. And it escalated where she punched him. And even more so, she kicked him in the shins. And that hurt. And he could take the teasing and the pulling of the hair and the punching, but he couldn't take the kicking in the shin. So what he did is he went off and talked to his mother. The mother was a little bit concerned. She went and talked to her daughter, and she said, "Darling, what's gotten into you? Did the devil make you tease your brother and pull his hair and punch him and kick him in the shins?" And the little girl said, "Well, maybe the devil made me tease him and pull his hair and punch him. But kicking him in the shins, that was all my idea." Now, you can't condone the little girl's actions. Violence isn't the answer. But you know, I appreciate the fact that she did not say the devil made me do it. At least she took responsibility for a part of her action. And that's refreshing. I'm old now, so 50 years ago, that's a long time. 50 years ago, I was 17, and I was in high school, and the circumstances were such that were out of my control that I became homeless. Going to high school, living in a car your senior year is nothing I would wish on anybody. But when you become homeless, you join a different community. You join the homeless community. And you find out there's wisdom there. And there's generosity there. For instance, someone was sharing a meal with me, and I started complaining about how my future looked so terrible. Everything was going against me. Nothing was going right. And this man looked at me and said, "Well, young man, your circumstances don't create your destiny. Your character does." You know, there's truth in that statement. And at the same time, don't misunderstand me, there are people who are undergoing tragic things in their lives, terrible moments. And they don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the resilience, the determination, they're not able to handle the situation. We shouldn't judge them. We should only have compassion for them. And we pray that they don't judge us, they have compassion for us. I know we all see, whether they are or not, we judge them as homeless, standing by the street corners in Newport. It's easy to judge them, isn't it? I do. It's easy to drive by and judge them. But if you take a moment sometime, take a moment and watch how they treat each other. They share everything they have with each other. They share. They're huge and generous. And if you have the time, how many of you have been down to the bottle drop place on Hollis Street? And you may have noticed this happen. Maybe it's happened to you. A number of the homeless go there with giant bags of cans, right? Think how much work that is. It's a lot of work. Have you ever had it happen where you're trying to feed a can into that stupid machine and it doesn't go? It spits it back at you. Have you ever had that? So I know it's supposed to go in there. It's 10 cents, and I deserve that 10 cents, and I keep pushing it and keep spinning it up. Well, I had the experience of a few weeks ago. I was putting it in there, and I must have looked like I was irritated because a person came over to me who is obviously homeless. He said, "Here, take my can." 10 cents meant a lot to that person. That's sacrificial giving. It's humbling. I'm starting to digress. What about today's lesson? Today's gospel lesson. Not much to say. You know it. You know the lesson. You understand the lesson. So a fellow gets one talent, a small amount, and he makes the wrong choice, right? He buries it in the ground, he hoards it. He is supposed to at least share it for the good of the community. But he doesn't. And we reflect on that story, and we understand what it's speaking to us. We are showered with gifts. God showers us with gifts. And what we choose to do with those gifts, our choice, reflects who we are. It shows our character as children of God. God showers us with gifts that we might care for our families, for our neighbors, for all of creation. What we choose to do with those gifts is to generously, joyfully, and faithfully share them for the sake of the world. And may we continue to do so now and forever.
Thank you.
us turn our hearts to God, our breath and life, as we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Gracious God, you give talents and gifts to all your people, and you equip the church to serve. Turn us from fear and self-serving ways, that we may use our talents to glorify you and encourage our neighbor. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You have been our dwelling place from one generation to another. Sustain the life of the planet, protect farmlands and harvests. Direct all people in wise stewardship for all the earth's resources. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You call us to honesty and integrity. Instill these values in the hearts of all nations and their leaders. Free any who are oppressed, expose all corruption, and bring redemption to victims of injustice. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Where there is sickness or sorrow, bring healing. Where there is loneliness, reveal your love and community. We remember before you, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Paul, Mike, Helen, the victims of the war in Ukraine and in Israel, the earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the faith formation ministries of our church. Give to all children, youth, and adults who study your word the breastplate of faith and love. Shape us by your love and show us how to encourage one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, you are faithful in all generations for the promise of life and rest and for the witness of those who have died in faith. We praise your goodness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer our spoken prayers and those held in our hearts, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, friends, and families. Please rise as you are able. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them that, as we gather the gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. The night in which he is betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering therefore his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever.
Amen.
Let us join together and pray the words our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. All are welcome to the table of the Lord. We ask that you come to the rail today and kneel or stand. The cups will be given to you of the Lord's blood, which is consecrated wine or grape juice. The wine is the darker color, and the lighter color is the grape juice. If you'd rather receive a blessing, please come forward with your arms crossed. If you request gluten-free, make some indication to me that you'd like gluten-free wafers. Come to the Lord's table. Eat them.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, in this simple meal, you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way.
Amen. Amen.
It's announcement time, and I'm a man of few words. So are there any other announcements? Yes.
On the first Sunday in December, the 3rd, we're going to be decorating the tree after our service, and anyone that would like to is encouraged, welcome to bring some kind of a treat, savory or sweet, or you don't need to, but they'll open it up to the congregation to bring something if they like.
I have one up here. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to thank everyone who donated money towards giving $50 gift certificates to the 11 families in transitional housing at Samaritan House. And Ann and Patty graciously handwrote notes from us, and the notes say, "Best wishes for a great holiday meal from your friends at Atonement Lutheran Church. Blessings to your family. Love, Atonement Lutheran Church, Newport." So thank you very much.
I just want to remind council members that we have a meeting today at 12:30 in the fellowship hall. So make sure that you're there with all your notes, questions, etc., and we'll try and make it as short as possible. I'd also like to go ahead and thank Pastor Steve for being with us this morning.
We have one more announcement. Can we have the children come forward who are participating in the children's sermon?
I just have one more announcement before that.
Oh, one more announcement.
I just want to remind everyone, Pastor John will be back on Tuesday at 11. We'll be discussing the book Falling Upward by Richard Rohr. If you've read it, great. If you haven't, you want to just come for the discussion, that's okay too.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes.
Just if you look at your words of the week, I just want to make a correction. There under birthdays, Diane Boyd's birthday is not 11/19, it is 11/26 if you'd like to send her a card. And then I'd also like to announce that the Outreach Committee is inviting anyone who would like to participate in the painting that we are doing on the interior of the Burroughs House on Monday, December 4th at 9:30. We are going to meet there and put our last coat of paint, hopefully, on the walls there. So anybody who would like to come and participate in that, we certainly welcome you.
Thank you. Would you like to... So I understand that you all are sharing some of your gifts that you got, is that right? And is it to the Samaritan House?
Yes, this is for Samaritan House food cards from the kids.
They deserve an applause. One thing we learned, children's sermons never end. One thing we learned, and we all know, is when you share God's gifts, just keep showering down on you. Right?
Yes.
Just to represent that, this is for you. Thank you for sharing. Would you all like to join me at the font? The baptismal bowl? Come with me. We want to thank you for being gifts to us. God gave you to us so that we can see your smiles and that you can teach us. And we pray that you continue to do so. Please. Please rise if you are able. Beloved of God, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.